All right, it's Wednesday, and it's time for Monty Larson's Owl Pellets. Thanks to Monty Larson for getting us another good bit of information. And you may be asking yourself, where's the beef? Remember that little old granny on the Wendy's commercials? Where's the beef? Well, it very much could be here. So here's the beef on one of the most important industries in our county, state, and nation. And some very interesting statistics. Cherry County in Nebraska is the number one cow-calf county in the nation. Guess which county is number two? Holt County, Nebraska, number two cow-calf county in the nation. There are more beef cows within a 200-mile radius of Holt County than anywhere else in the world. And a little bit about cattle. Cattle are descendants of wild beasts called aurochs, which were much larger than today's cattle. Domestication of cattle began around 8,000 to 10,000 years ago, and humans have been hauling cattle for centuries. Columbus brought them to the Western Hemisphere on a second voyage in 1493. Explorer Cortez took descendants of the cattle Columbus brought to Mexico in 1519. 1773, Juan Bautista de Anza brought cattle to California to supply early California missions. Cattle are sometimes called the combines of the untillable because they can thrive on land that's often not suitable for farming. And part of the reason for cattle's adaptability comes from their unique digestive system, making them ruminants. What are ruminants? Well, ruminants such as cattle have four compartments: rumen, abomasum, omasum, and reticulum. This compartmentalized digestive system allows for quick consumption even through grazing and then regurgitation to allow further breakdown of low-quality, high-fiber feedstuffs. A cow chewing her cud? What does that mean when you see a cow chewing her cud? That indicates contentment. And a productive cow has a calf every year. Calves average 70 to 80 pounds, approximately the same weight as an average fifth grader. A calf's first line of defense comes in the form of passive immunity and colostrum. That's the first milk by mammals, which is full of antibodies that pass directly through the stomach wall within the first 24 hours. How many different breeds of cattle in the world? There's over 200 different breeds of cattle in the world, and over 40 breeds in the United States. The diverse breeds of cattle account for the wide range of conditions and terrain that cattle are produced in. And when cattle are slaughtered, over 98% is processed and utilized, with only 45% used for meat. The average American, we consume around 65 pounds of beef per year. And of course, if you go to the store, you see different USDA grades of beef carcasses. Here they are in order of value. Prime is the number one USDA grade. Then there's choice. Then there is select. And then there is standard. Standard is beef carcasses labeled below are from, and beef carcasses labeled below are from older animals. There's commercial, there's utility, there's cutters, and there's canners. So when you hear that word, canners and cutters and all that, I didn't know what that meant. That's the beef carcass labeled below from older animals. What's the most expensive cut of beef on a beef animal? The ribeye steak is the most expensive cut on a beef animal, is the ribeye steak. So there you go. Now you know why beef, it's what's for dinner.